Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. On a Thursday morning, Alan, some big news, tongue-in-cheek here. They're calling it the blunder down under. Now, President Obama has picked against the University of Albany in the NCAA tournament. They're playing tomorrow, of course, against Oklahoma. I did hear him on SportsCenter this morning saying, though, that his picks have been so bad over the years that probably the teams he hasn't picked have a good chance to win.
Well, look, he plays a lot of beat ball, as we know. He's one of those politicians who likes to shoot the hoops. And, you know, you would think he knew what he was doing. I say go Danes.
Yes, go Danes. Well, we'll stay with President Obama. Not too happy about the GOP and the budget. And, of course, we saw some severe cuts proposed, including welfare.
Yeah, the game goes on, which is, you know, the people who represent the people who have the least in the state, it's the assembly, and the federal government, it's the Democrats, come up with a different plan protecting their patrons' interests. So, as we know, Republicans quite frequently represent the haves, while the Democrats allegedly, and I say allegedly because if you look a little deeper, it isn't always so, represent the have-nots. So it is not surprising that everybody stakes out their positions now, and then by the time the grand bargain is made, everybody retreats a little bit and probably stays pretty much where we are. President Obama has pointed out that the budget deficit is getting more and more in control. So, you know, it's harder for the Republicans to make the argument that they have to make more cuts in domestic programs. But as we all know, there's an awful lot of finger pointing that goes on during this time, and the whole idea is to get the middle class to go along. As we know, there's a very important program which allows people who haven't got enough food to get it. Food stamps, or we can call it one name or the other. And yet there are people who go into the grocery store and see somebody else using a card or paying that way and who resent it and say, well, I don't have that. And so there's a certain amount of taking advantage of that by the Republicans. On the other hand, if all the potential Democratic voters came out and voted, Democrats would never lose an election. However, they don't vote. The people who support the Democrats, logically, don't vote in enough elections. So you see what the results are. It's money versus bodies.
Speaking of Republicans in New York, two Democrats, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Speaker Carl Hastie, shook hands on an ethics agreement between two of them, but a third, namely Dean Skelos, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, said, hello, not so fast, don't forget about us.
This whole thing is hysterical, to be honest with you. Come on, everybody. We all know that Governor Cuomo did everything in his power to keep the Senate Republicans in power. You may remember that when he first started out, he said he was going to not let them draw their own districts in which they could have a better chance of winning. As soon as he got to be governor, he signed the reapportionment bill anyway. So what did you have to do? Be sightless not to be able to see that he wanted the Republicans in power. He said he was going to get the Democrats in power in the last election in the state Senate. Well, nobody saw him really busting his, you know, whatever, to get the Democrats elected, and they weren't. So, you know, one and one makes two, and that's the way it is. Now, he says, oh, here's a big ethics package. Here's Hastie. Here's me. We've agreed on this. And the Republicans under Skelos come back and say, well, not so fast. We want Sandra's Law. Now, Sandra's Law refers basically to Cuomo's live-in girlfriend. Say, but if you want to influence a governor, then you try to help out the girlfriend potentially. And that's the way you do it in the Department of Legal Bribery. Is anybody accusing her of having influence? No. Nevertheless, the whole idea now is to embarrass the governor. And we have what we've always had. The Republicans, who Cuomo helped put in power, saying no. Cuomo saying it's the big, bad Republicans who are holding up ethics reform in New York.